Philip Semple, PhD, Surgeon Curator. Today's date is 03/07/2022. Dictation is for Miss Mary Richardson. Richardson spells R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N. Mary spells M-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 12/30/1949. This is a 72-year-old here for a follow-up period. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, AFib. She status post pacemaker, CHF, hypertension, depression, diabetes type 2. Is there for a follow-up for this condition and medication refill. She stated that when she was last here, she received a requisition for a lab drawn, but she couldn't go because she said she was in the hospital for a long period of time. They believe it was COVID, but she indicated that they were not sure, so she got no diagnosis. She indicated she had multiple treatment, multiple tests, and was discharged, and said she's going to do the lab work today and wants to go to Quest to have this lab drawn. Doesn't want it to get done here, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed. It was negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95%. Remember, blood pressure is 150/85. Pulse 95. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal sign. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good. Inspiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended, secondary to obesity, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, normal bowel sounds, no rigidity, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microtubules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro. Alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypercholesterolemia. Number 2 is atrial fibrillation, status post pacemaker. Number 3 is CHF. Number 5, hypertension. Number 6, depression. Number 7, diabetes type 2, period. Next paragraph, patient was given another requisition to have labs drawn. Labs to include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, vitamin D, T3, T4, TSH. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. Our labs, our prescription, our medication were reviewed, were refilled as follows. 1, rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Next medication, Eliquis, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Next medication, clonazepam, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90. Next medication, Digoxin, 20.25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90. Next medication, furosemide, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90. Next medication, glipizide, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90. Number 90. Next medication, metoprolol succinate, 100 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90. She was educated on the importance of medication compliance, diet modification, to come back to the clinic if she has any symptoms or go to the nursing emergency room if we're closed. End of dictation.